What do you think of when you hear Thanksgiving? Do you think about the turkeys? Do you think of mashed potato and gravy? Do you think about giving thanks to what you have? It was said that the first Thanksgiving was on 1621 in Plymouth, which celebrated the Pilgrims' first harvest. The Indians and Pilgrims gathered together and feasted for 3 days. From then on, Americans would celebrate Thanksgiving on the 4th day of November every year. But was that what really happened on Thanksgiving in 1621? The story of the first Thanksgiving we see on mainstream media and schools was just based on the alteration of the actual story. Let's hear the Wampanoag's version of the 1621 feast. According to the website Indian Country Today, it started with a treaty between Wampanoag's leader, Massasoit, and John Carver. A treaty between the two nations of England and the Wampanoag. The treaty said that the Wampanoag would protect the Pilgrims, and the Pilgrims would protect the Wampanoag back. The Pilgrims planted the first harvest and celebrated by shooting guns and cannons, which alerted the Wampanoags because they were not sure who the Pilgrims were shooting at. Massasoit then gathered about 90 warriors and was at Plymouth ready to engage. Translator told the Wampanoags that the Pilgrims were just celebrating the harvest, and the warriors stayed to make sure it was true, which is reasonable because of what happened with Captain John Smith at Jamestown. During the few days they stayed, the men hunt and gathered food like deer, ducks, geese, and fish. With armed warriors around them, the Pilgrims were nervous and sometimes aggressive. So, the Wampanoags and the Pilgrims did eat together, but not what portrayed as the first Thanksgiving. Now, how exactly was the Thanksgiving story created? Well, it was Abraham Lincoln that used the themes of Pilgrims and Indians eating together. The reason is because it was made to calm things down during the Civil War, when the nation was divided into the Union and Confederates, which fought over the issue of slavery. The story was meant to spread the message of unity. Ever since then, Americans were taught about the altered story of the first Thanksgiving. Now that you heard about the Wampanoag's version of the first Thanksgiving, what do you think about Thanksgiving now?